Well, what a weird afternoon as we got news that Diddy, you know, all of the normal ways you would describe this, you don't, you hesitate when you're talking about Diddy. Saying Diddy got off just feels wrong in context, you know? It's Jason. Welcome to Drive Time, holiday weekend. We're still working. I was going through downtown on the way to work, Dan. I have to tell you, like, it looks like all of Minneapolis is on scooters right now, just screwing around.
Pretty much. I mean, all week long, you've been able to roll a bowling ball down most streets and not hit anybody. It's ghost town down here.
I'm just jealous of you guys. You guys planned it better than I did. I don't even know. What am I even doing here? It's only a two-hour show, though, so I always hate to burn a vacation day on a day where you really, I'm only required to work 120 minutes, you know, watch a little TV, come in and just say, like, did you see these people squirting baby oil on each other? The issues around the Diddy trial are, to most of us, absolute nothing issues, right? This is classic celebrity gossip. With an extra angle of, like, really freaky sex stuff in there. And trying to wedge creepy behavior, scummy behavior, into the racketeering statutes, to me, is absurd. And I will say I have some unease over the fact that the racketeering statute, which was designed to go after the mob, has been extended to be used for sleazeballs like Sean Diddy Combs, for gangbangers engaged in pretty conventional arms trafficking or drug trafficking, to street criminals like we've seen here in the Twin Cities. Now, I'm happy with the result, right? Sometimes you're going to lose. That's the problem with trying to get this sort of behavior and saying, like, well, not only were you doing things that were skeezy and potentially, you know, you were engaging in prostitution and the jury found him guilty of that. But to say that the whole thing was you acting as the head of a criminal enterprise, well, I don't know. I find myself asking the question I think a lot of you are wondering about, which is this just another rich guy who gets off, another celebrity who can afford the best attorney in the world? And so he gets off. And our justice system, once again, if you have money, you participate in a different lane of justice. Or is it, we're getting a little carried away with RICO. Some of the T-shirts that people were wearing, apparently the baby oil, and you're going to hear this, like, I mean, if you want to sound tonight like you're really self-righteous and concerned about the world, like, for sure, a hot take on how our celebrity-obsessed, social media-driven culture has people squirting baby oil on each other because federal agents. What has happened to us? What happened to us as a society? It's the first thing you said to me when I came in today, didn't you, Dan? Did you see the people squirting baby oil on themselves? It is. And I think it's the first thing that you said to me because you knew it would set me off. Dan is very strategic. Very strategic.
I wish that were true.
I mean, is anyone surprised that people act out a meme in real life, which is really what's happening here, right? But part of the way the closing arguments in this case played out is that Diddy's attorney pointed out the fact that, like, oh, they unleashed the federal agents to find the baby oil and the Astroglide. And it does point out this idea that sometimes I think our prosecutors are overreaching. So I don't know, like, my gut on this isn't so much what a raw deal for justice. Diddy is rich and famous. This jury found him guilty on two counts. to me, that doesn't say, I guess I don't like the dismissiveness where we seem to decide what we know about a jury based on paying attention to the initial allegation and then hearing what the verdict is. I've covered many court cases and talked to even more attorneys after court cases. And one thing that people involved in the legal profession generally agree on is the fact that juries take their job very seriously. The fact that this jury got this done so quickly says to me, maybe we need to, like, actually prosecute racketeers with racketeering instead of trying to elevate and escalate charges so you can have somebody in the federal courts. I get skeptical when we're trying to wedge things into legal statutes that wasn't what it was intended to be. Now, the real question, I think, you have to look at is what should happen to this guy. And I was thinking today, Dan, I don't know if you feel this way, but there's certain musicians that have gotten themselves into scandal, and generally it's been over sex, and you end up, I don't know, I feel differently about their music. You think Michael Jackson, you think R. Kelly, Diddy. I mean, Diddy's freakiness and abusiveness, you know, he had the whole, like, the shoe line, he had the whole, all of this stuff, which is essentially worth nothing because of all of this. We love a redemption story. For me, I find it almost impossible to redeem someone after seeing that video in the elevator of him beating up Cassie. Like, domestic abuse, for me, is maybe the hardest thing to forgive someone for. I can understand drug addiction. I can even understand sex addiction. And some of the, like, the behavior alleged in this case, like, these freak-offs, this is pretty weird stuff, but, like, not, I don't know. I don't know what's going on at your cul-de-sac. Not yours, Dan, but, you know.
You know exactly what's going on in my cul-de-sac.
All of that stuff, for me, it's easier, especially with an artist, to be like, well, you know, rich guy. Creative weirdo, sure. Like, yep. But beating up your girlfriend, for me, I don't know. How do you move on? And how do you forgive somebody for that? For me, it's just a no. It's impossible for me.
It's difficult. It goes back to that old question of, can you separate the art from the artist, right? And the one that I keep going back to over and over again is Bill Cosby. I can't.
Oh,
anything, yeah. Cosby was in or connected to, I can't anymore after everything that
Cosby's, you know, a good example
that he did.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's another example. Even, more recently, I was a huge Foo Fighters fan.
Yeah.
And after Dave Grohl comes out and says he fathered, a child outside of his marriage, it's hard for me not to think of that when I hear Foo Fighters music now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that may be a failure on my part to not be able to distinguish those two things, but I just can't. The art reminds me of the person. And when I find out that the person, because there's a line between, we all make mistakes, we all do regrettable things, we all, I get that. And we're capable of doing better than some of these people are doing,
yeah.
Right? Some of this is just, I'm a really rich person and I can get away with stuff that other people can't. And that's not just, like anybody else's moral failings. That's a step beyond. If Diddy wants to try and claim, and I'm not saying you're saying he did this, but if he wants to try and claim sex addiction was part of this, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
And addiction, we know much more than we used to, but we still have only scratched the surface of the physiological stuff that plays into addiction. But that's a different level than the organization of parties and the beating up of your girlfriend. That those are choices you're making beyond whatever compulsion addiction is feeding for you.
651-461-9226. That leads us to a great question. Can you separate the art from the artist? Is there someone who is flawed as a human, but you just push it aside and you're like, I still love their music? Or conversely, is there somebody where you're like, I just can't. I can't do it. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute. We're talking about separating the art from the artist as we wait to see if Sean Diddy Combe does get bail or not. That hearing will begin in New York. It should be any minute now, right? I think 4 o'clock Eastern was when it was going to start.
That was the schedule I saw, yes.
So we're standing by for that.
Incidentally, our guy, Joe Tamburino, passed along a note that he thinks that Diddy's going to go to prison for at least 5 years.
Each count carries 10 years. So if they were back-to-back, he could get 20.
Right.
No one thinks that would happen.
Nobody's. The standard sentence in this case would be probably 24 months per.
Mm-hmm. So Joe thinks.
24 to 36, I guess.
And he spent quite a bit of time served already.
Yes.
So he'd get credit for that, but perhaps 5 years. Yeah, we'll see. I think he should be granted bail, though. Right? I mean, considering the charges.
Considering the nature of the charges and what he was acquitted of.
Like, he's acquitted, so it's off the table. You can't hold someone based on that. I suppose the question is, do you worry that he's going to run?
Do you worry he's going to run, although they can confiscate his passport and do all that kind of stuff? And does he represent a threat to society if he's out on bail?
Yeah.
Would be the other consideration.
Texters say, I cannot separate the music from the artist. And I get upset when people can. I used to love Kid Rock. I hate him now. You know, I think the politics of it is interesting,
sure,
where the pressure is on as a celebrity to speak out. And also the business pressure is to shut up.
We love to criticize, you know, famous figures for not using their platform.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they do, and it's something maybe we don't like,
yeah,
we clobber the heck
dead
out
to
of
me.
Them. Yeah.
Texter says, my 4-year-old son really likes Michael Jackson.
This is a tough one, yeah.
Which leaves me very conflicted. I don't want to deny him music he likes, and of course he knows nothing of what Michael Jackson did, but it makes me feel a little gross. Yeah.
And the music's brilliant.
Yeah, Michael Jackson, for me, is not an issue. I enjoy the music, part of the tortured soul that he was. And still, like, you know, the things he's been accused of, he was never, I mean, he doesn't have the chance to really respond, right? There's no...
Well, not anymore.
Right. So...
There were accusations while he was alive.
But never charged or anything like that.
Right.
Alec Baldwin, fantastic actor, but a jerk. Now, we have forgiven people. So I was trying to think about celebrities who have sort of redeemed themselves. And look at Robert Downey Jr.
He would be example A1 in my mind, yeah.
Iron Man, for sure, changed his life.
Everything for him.
But bear in mind, like, the mid-90s, he was arrested for, like, heroin and cocaine, and I think he had a gun, and he was going down Sunset. He was, like, the butt of all the jokes.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe. Do you remember young Rob Lowe had a sex tape scandal?
Yeah.
Rob Lowe was 24 years old at the DNC in Atlanta, Georgia, and he recorded a sex tape with two women, one of whom was 16.
Oops.
And Rob Lowe is...
And then he was on the West Wing, and everybody loved him again.
Which I don't know if you say, like, oh, you're 24. Like, does that make a difference?
Not when she's...
And he said he didn't know.
Well, I'm sure he did.
Of course.
I'm sure he did say that, yes.
And he probably didn't know.
He may not have. That doesn't absolve him of any responsibility whatsoever.
It was 1988. You know. You couldn't, like, run a Google check. You couldn't.
No.
Michael Vick.
Did he really? I mean,
I know that he's come back.
That's just it. I don't know. I mean, he's moved on, but.
You know, Jelly Roll. sort of was down and out before he was famous, right?
It wasn't a famous figure that we tore down.
To me, that's a little different, Dexter pointing out Jelly Roll, where when that's part of your redemption story, I think we want to cheer for that.
Yep.
For me, you look at Diddy, it's like the idea, what the court decided today did not absolve him of any of the allegation.
No.
It just said that these things aren't necessarily criminal in the way that the federal government is having.
That's the key phrase, in the way that the federal government accused him of it.
So
that's the trick. Doesn't mean he didn't do really horrible stuff
right.
that was even that's criminal, but the way, manner in which they charged him was faulty.
Now, Texter pointing out that as someone who has served on a jury, there are definitely times that when you're coming into the weekend, people want to get out of there as jurors, and they decide things a little faster than they probably should have. I think that's undoubtedly true, especially in a long trial like this one.
Especially when it's a holiday weekend.
No. And, you know, I maybe I naively give jurors more of a benefit of the doubt, but I don't think that you're just going to exonerate someone. I mean...
Well, and they didn't, right?
And bear in mind, his attorney presented no witnesses and essentially no case other than the closing argument. So, to me, if you're going to decide in haste in one direction, it would be to convict, because you've just heard 3 weeks of testimony on why he's guilty. And they didn't even put up anything, which is sort of, it's pretty good when you're feeling good if you're that attorney.
It's a strategic move, obviously, right? Because they're saying that the case isn't about necessarily the merits. It's about the fact that the federal government overreached with the charges. That's the part of this that touched on this early on, right? That's the part of this that I think we don't talk enough about is we see it from the outside. We see the allegations. We see videos. We see, you know, all the stuff and think we have a pretty good handle on this case. But the jury is given this list of these are the charges and these are the elements that the prosecution has to meet in order for you to convict this guy. And we don't see that. And we don't think through that process. And the jury does and the jury has to. And they came to this conclusion. I'm inclined to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Final word goes to a texter who can overlook a big local radio host take on ketchup and still enjoy much of his other radio content. That, I mean, you're a better person than I am. You're a better person than I am. It's 3:30. We'll break and come back with Tracy Pearlman in just a minute. We're going to talk about 4th of July and Black Friday in the summer. It's like it's Target something week and Amazon something week and everything's going on sale. What do you guys want to find a deal on? What would you like to find a bargain on? We'll talk about that when we come back. All right, Tracy Pearlman is with us live from your office at the soon to be Grand Casino Arena, right?
Yes, welcome to Grand Casino Arena. It'll be that starting September 3rd. We're super excited.
Sure. Well, why not? I'm just glad it wasn't like, you know, e-mortgage commerce, weirdo, you know, some kind of ridiculous thing like that.
Yeah. I was really pushing for the Paul Bunyan Center of Skating and Concert Excellence, but there's like four people who sit at a table and we vote on this. It has nothing to do with sponsorships.
No.
So, no. But no, Grand Casino, they're going to be awesome partners, and they've got a good footprint here in St. Paul, so we're excited about it. Yeah.
Very good. 4th of July weekend is here.
Yeah.
Are you like a big 4th girl? Are you dressing up in red, white, and blue? What are we doing here?
I am. This is great for radio, but if you can see my nails, those of you who are streaming, I have red, white, and blue fingernails little baby bomb pops.
This is amazing. YouTube.com/WCCO Radio. You can see and you can go check later and rewind. And this is impressive.
Yes. Thank you.
Did you do this?
No, I have a nail girl. I got a girl.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. I love the 4th. The 4th was my grandma's birthday. And so we always, growing up, had big birthday parties for her at our house, a big barbecue. And then I was shipped off to camp for many years as a kiddo, and they would always do like color wars on the 4th, or, you know, it was super fun in Wisconsin, the big fireworks shows. So I do enjoy the 4th. I do dress up. We go over to my best friend's house with our families, and we have matching outfits. So
Oh.
I love, you know me, I love a costume.
Well, of course.
I love a costume.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I think I like the 4th of July as well. I love the parades. You know I like a parade.
Yeah.
I love a 4th of July parade. I like the fireworks.
Yeah.
I remember when I first moved into my current home in Maple Grove. So it would be, I don't know, I think I had lived there for 4 years and then I moved up the block. And we're sitting on the back deck and our back neighbors were sort of sheepishly trying to prepare a fireworks display. And then they like moved it. And it turned out that they were worried that because I worked in the news that I was going to call the cops on
them. You were going to be the fun police?
We're like, no, like we would just like to see the show.
Yeah.
So
I would enjoy, I know I would be the person who shot off fireworks and not only burned my house down, but would have the cops there in 2 seconds. I enjoy going to fireworks shows. Tonight, City of Plymouth is doing their big show.
Oh, they do it tonight.
They've got music. Yep, nice. Music in the park at the Hildy Center, and then a big fireworks show. So that's super fun.
Nice.
I love fireworks. They're fun, and they're magical, and they're cool, and I love it.
Best fireworks you've ever seen?
Disney.
Oh, the Disney fireworks are so good.
Disney fireworks are good. A couple years ago, I was in Stillwater for the 4th of July, and theirs was really cool. And
nice.
The restaurant we were at was not right downtown, and so they let us take our chairs from the patio and sit in the street, and then we could watch the fireworks, and that was neat. That was super neat.
Alyssa and I, while we were dating, were with her parents and her sister and a couple of friends on a family boat on Lake Minnetonka when the fireworks were happening in Excelsior. And that night, we got lost on Lake Minnetonka in the dark.
Is this like lost or like lost?
Well, it was pre Google Maps, right? So this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to get back to the dock in Wayzata.
That's a really good way to keep your date going.
Well, except it was still with her parents and with their friend. I mean, it wasn't exactly the same. Now, some areas are doing these drone shows now, right? Like,
I think they're cool, but it's not a 4th of July fireworks show. Like, I've seen the drone shows. Target Field does them. I've seen them. They're cool because it's just so different.
Yes.
But I love, like, the one firework goes, and then it, like, cascades down and sparkles.
Yes. I like that one, too.
And then one comes up, and it's, like, an upside-down smiley face because it shot off the wrong way, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Or, like, then you get a dud, you know? And then it's really not a dud because it actually just, like, shot off the second one.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't get that with a drone show.
It's true.
You get cool shapes. You get, like, Yoda waving hi to you, but...
That's why
I like it.
Cook
and
likes.
You can't.
Fireworks.
Sorry.
Dan Cook likes the drone show, right?
I like both. I just
you,
you know.
Would.
I thank you. No, I mean I like both. I had nothing against fireworks. I just find it interesting that so many municipalities are now switching over.
Well, it's because of all the whiners out there. Everybody who thinks you can't put up with one night. Now, I get it if you were in war and it's PTSD, but that's not who's complaining.
No, the people that are complaining are the ones with the dog hugging under the bed. Yeah,
America's warriors are not a bunch of crybabies whining about it. You guys were through hell, and you can deal with one night of fireworks. It's America's dog owners who are the biggest pansies in the history of the world. Toughen up, dog owners.
I will say my perfect dog is not afraid of fireworks. They went off the other day in our neighborhood and girlfriend was like, doo, doo, doo.
Yeah.
Like, what's that? Let's go check it out. So,
You can get the thunder. Now, growing up,
we had some music.
We had little tiny dogs. My parents always had these little tiny dogs and they were shaking and everything. And we did what real dog owners do. And that's you made fun of the dog. You're like, look at Taji just freaking out and, you know, whatever.
What if you have like a little kid that freaks out? Then I do feel bad. I wonder what the cost difference is for a fireworks show versus drone show, because it's got to be expensive. All that technology, you have to still coordinate it, sync it up, have the licensing, the airspace.
But it's also reusable, where fireworks shows obviously aren't. So
right. I like the element of danger. You know, the fact that you've got something exploding.
Whoever lost a finger to a drone?
People have.
But it's, when I was...
No watermelon exploded.
That's right.
Consumer Protective Services. Yeah.
So I was... I'm glad you brought that up, because today what has been happening is the Minneapolis police... They're like warning everyone, stay out of Minneapolis if you're going to cause trouble.
Don't shoot fireworks at people.
Don't shoot fireworks at people. And the first thing I would say about that is Minnesota's kind of troublemakers are very likely the same people who are listening to coverage of a news conference from city officials.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're probably in the clear the next couple of days. You know, there were a couple of CCO radio updates. I know your typical felon chooses News Talk 830 WCCO.
It is the preferred radio station for the troublemakers.
But the Consumer Product Safety Commission is my favorite in terms of news of the obvious, where they show dummies sort of getting their head blown off.
Okay, this video that you're showing, the production value of today's radio show, by the way, beautiful. This is a better video than I've seen in the past.
This one's pretty good. This one's 3 years old. That dummy got a bottle rocket right to the face.
Right in the eye.
Right in the eyeball.
Right in the eye.
Not great.
Yeah, I mean, listen, sparklers, now they're showing sparklers on fire. Oh, not the Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Sparklers burn at 2,000 degrees.
Sparklers are my preferred 4th of July. I love to take a picture with a sparkler.
Oh, yeah. Do you make like a little heart? You make a long exposure and you make a heart?
Yeah. Or I have to hurry up and take the picture, and then you have to pose several times to get it just right.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good.
Got to do it for the gram.
You do it for the gram. That's exactly right.
Got to do it for the gram.
All right. Let's take a break and stop playing this horrifying video.
I can't stop watching it.
It's TV news. This was always my favorite because you know what? I had no idea that something that has a wick and explodes in the air might be hazardous. So thank you.
Tune back around Thanksgiving when we tell you about your air fryer and frozen turkeys.
Black Friday like sales all over the place this summer. What do you want to save money on? And what is enough of a sale where you're like, all right, I'm in? Target, Walmart, Amazon, everybody. We'll tell you about all these new sales coming up and see what Tracy needs to save some cash on when we come back. I could watch these federal government fireworks videos all day.
They had so much fun making this.
They were serious.
Let's put the guy in a dugout with a box of fireworks and we'll blow his head off.
We're going to set up 7 GoPros so we can capture this from every angle.
And to be honest, the people who probably are getting hurt are setting up really big fireworks shows, or it's little kids that don't realize how hot these things, fire is like a candle.
Oh, you have to be
right?
careful. So, there's no doubt about it. I don't know that any of this messaging helps. But it does help fill time on local news. And, that's noble work as well.
Listen, we've been there. I get it.
I mean, it is the beauty. Now I can criticize it. Tracy Pearlman is with us. Now I say whatever I want.
Here we are.
I've been getting all the emails already because next week everything goes on sale, right?
Woo.
So Target Circle Week starts, I don't know. Am I in the Target Circle? I get confused with all of
you
that.
You should be. Do you have a red card?
I do.
Then you're in the Circle.
All right. So Circle is July 6th to the 12th, so Sunday. Best Buy has their thing that starts on Monday, and Prime Day starts on Tuesday.
Yes.
How much percent off do you need for it to catch your attention? Or is it a dollar amount? What is
To move the needle for me, I need at least 20% for me to like, let me look. I feel like everything's always on sale.
Correct.
So, you know, it's really got to be a good deal. But then I saw what a PricewaterhouseCoopers survey said, almost more than a third of shoppers are going to pull back on back to school spending, and almost 40% less spending on technology. So I think they do need these deals. They need people shopping earlier so that they can shop longer.
It makes sense.
I get it.
And we, I think, sometimes forget, because back to school in most of the country starts way earlier than here. So it seems premature to me, but that's only because we don't start until after Labor Day. You know, I know my sister is a teacher in suburban Chicago, and she starts like the second week of August, I think.
Yeah, we're late.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it.
20% off. 20 for me, honestly, it's almost got to be 50% off to really get my attention. Ooh. Because 20%, I feel like I can find like a coupon code. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay, that's why I need more than that 20% to like, But then what are things you would never like want a discount on or need a discount on to buy?
Oh, where you just pay full price and not even worry about it?
I thought about this too.
Yeah,
so I know my answer.
Your answer?
For me, it was like concert tickets or experiences.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you get a discounted ticket to a concert, I'm like, well, no one's going, right? Is that? I don't want to say any venue. You know, is it cheaper to get into that amusement park because no one's going? Like,
interesting.
Disney's expensive for a reason, and it's not just because I work at an arena, but like we pay full price for tickets all the time. And in fact, you almost want to pay more because you know you're going to have a higher experience and value. You know, there's a meaningful value there with that and quality.
It's like it's the inverse of the Groupon effect, where when you see a Groupon, it does make you think about it a little bit. Yeah, like I guess I would buy a computer. That's not true. Like,
no, because you can get it. You can get a good deal on them now.
Maybe like,
or like a TV.
Yeah. Oh, a TV.
And
for
even
sure.
A meal. Like, I was like, I want a coupon or a gift certificate.
Maybe like an appliance, like a small appliance, like a coffee maker or a toaster, for example. We had a hot toaster topic on the show yesterday. Do you have a 2 or a 4 slice toaster?
I don't have a toaster.
What?
I don't have a toaster.
Come on now.
I don't really eat toast. I've broiled things before, but I don't have a toaster.
You've never like what do you do with a bagel? Like,
I order it at Brugger's or Dun Brothers.
I mean, how do you go through life without a toaster? What is your life, Tracy?
It's
Perlman?
Just me. It's just me and my dog.
That's fair. Well, have a great 4th.
Thank you. Happy 4th. We'll see you in all 10 fingers next week.
Very good. Tracy Perlman, she'll be with us next Wednesday as well.